This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian defense officials insist Sunday that an airstrike on the Ukrainian port of Odessa hit only military targets, but the attack tested an agreement on resuming grain shipments that the two countries signed less than a day before the assault. Long-range missiles destroyed a docked Ukrainian warship and warehouse holding Harpoon anti-ship missiles supplied by the U.S. Defense Ministry. Speaking late Saturday in his nightly televised address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attack on Odessa destroyed the very possibility of a dialogue with Russia. Under the grain shipment agreement obtained by the Associated Press, both Kyiv and Moscow agreed not to target vessels and port facilities involved in that initiative. U.S. President Joe Biden continues to improve significantly despite a lingering sore throat from his coronavirus infection. That's according to an update Sunday from his doctor. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Biden's doctor says the president is responding to therapy as expected and continues taking the antiviral Paxlovid. White House virus response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says that helps reduce the chance of severe illness.
He's doing better, thankfully, because he's vaccinated, boosted, getting treated.
He tested positive Thursday. It's unclear who gave him the BA5 variant of the Omicron strain of COVID.
He's been meeting with people. He's been meeting with Americans. And so it's going to be very difficult to trace back and figure out who gave it to him.
That audio courtesy Fox News Sunday. So far, no one the 79-year-old president has been close to has COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
And again, U.S. President Joe Biden is said to have been continuing to improve significantly despite a lingering sore throat from his coronavirus infection. And that's according to an update on Sunday from his doctor.